Welcome back to Symphony Hall in Boston. I'm Ron Delachiesa, bringing you a WCRB broadcast of the 139th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. In just a few minutes, our guest conductor, Marcelo Leninger, will be back on stage to continue this concert with Peter Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. While not programmatic in any explicit way, the symphony's chord dynamic can be traced to the composer's conflicted identity. He lived in a time and place where societal expectations demanded that his homosexuality remain a secret, never acknowledged in public. But while Tchaikovsky's own circumstances was very specific, he managed to transform that emotional tension, trajectory, and resolution into something universal, creating an artistic statement that resonates within each of us, no matter what the specifics of our own circumstances. In notes the composer wrote as he prepared the symphony, he refers to a first movement that begins with complete resignation before fate. That resignation takes musical form in an opening statement played by clarinets in their lowest range, a pensive sound that sets a haunting atmosphere. And it's a theme that returns over and over through the course of the four movements, emerging, as writer Michael Steinberg puts it, as a catastrophic interruption of the second movement's love song, as an enervated ghost that approaches the languid dances of the third movement waltz, and in majestic and blazing triumph in the finale. And those transformations of the main musical idea translate into emotional landscapes each of us experiences. It's a radical evolution and ultimately celebration of life-giving musical theme. While Tchaikovsky's compositional craft is solid and admirable, from the architecture of the piece to its masterful use of instrumental color, it's that reflection of human emotion, the channeling of urges and conflicts, and a path towards hope and inspiration that make Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony the enduring work of art it is to all of us. Our conductor, Marcelo Leninger, born in Brazil, now in his fourth year as music director for the Grand Rapids Symphony, and in 2018, he took the orchestra to Carnegie Hall for its first performance at the Frame Renue in 13 years. He previously served as music director of the New West Symphony in Los Angeles, for which the League of American Orchestras awarded him the Helen H. Thompson Award for Emerging Musical Directors. With the Boston Symphony, he had a successful two-year tenure as assistant conductor, after which he served as the orchestra's associate conductor for an additional 3 years. And now here he is, coming back on stage, heading to the podium, our guest conductor, Marcelo Leninger. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 from WCRB. ending with a musical theme that's been transformed from pensive doubt into life-affirming triumph. You just heard Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Marcelo Leninger. Standing now, James Somerville, principal horn, for his lovely solo in the Adagio. All the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra now sharing the applause with our guest conductor, Marcelo Leninger. With this orchestra, he had a successful two-year tenure as assistant conductor, after which he served as the orchestra's associate conductor for an additional 3 years. Still on the podium, arms outstretched, facing the orchestra, applauding them, heading to the stage door. Performance I'll never forget. Leonard Bernstein conducted this work at Tanglewood for his 70th birthday celebration back in 1988. Of course, Serge Koussevitzky, former music director and founder of Tanglewood, was a great champion of Tchaikovsky's music, performed it many times. Some critics, including the composer, concluded that the conclusion of the fifth was insincere and a failure, despite the fact that it has become one of the most popular symphonies in the repertoire. Marcelo Leninger now. A big hug for James Somerville, who played that horn solo in the second movement. He went up in the orchestra. Timothy Jenness, by the way, our timidist, having a field day. We're really laying into that symphony in the finale, as you heard. Incidentally, the Leningrad Radio Orchestra, during the siege of the city on the night of October 20th, 1941, keeping the spirits high with a radio broadcast live to London of this Fifth Symphony of Tchaikovsky as the city was being bombed at the beginning of the second movement. Can you imagine that performance and what it meant to the citizens of that city at that time? Now remember, you can hear BSO concerts on demand at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to learn more and make your own plans to join us here at the hall, start at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. WCRB and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these BSO concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts and Cole Barber, and post-production by Antonio Oliat Ross. Thanks, as always, to Bernadette Horgan and Emily Cotton of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, and orchestra manager Lynn Larson for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Thank you for joining us for the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.